Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November the 11th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about inter-political violence in the capital, Harare.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
I can actually confirm that sitting over to today, Monday, the 2nd of November 2015, there are running battles where Zambia attacks armed with stones, sticks, machetes, and all sorts of assorted weapons are still attacking our supporters within the Hopley area of Harare South constituency. And I actually have information that about 7 of our supporters were actually seriously hurt. And they are still staying at a private hospital in Harare. Takaita zvose zvakati zviitwe pamutemo zvokuzivisa mapurisa kuti tiendeine musangano mukuwo wakati kuti nenguva dzakati kuti kusvika nguva dzakati kuti zvose izvozvo zvikaita mapurisa vakazviziva vakazvipasisa vakati hapana chakashata itai henyu musangano. Zvino nezuro nguva dzichiita idzo kumateni dzamangwanani vakatanga kuungana vanhu vedu masapota zvemdc vakatowana aisha kwatovawo nevanhu vezano mayuti ezano vakabata matemo matanda matombo zvekeni zvimwe zvakangosiyana siyana
okwakhathesi njengevandla sisazama ukukhangela abalandeli bethu abalimeleyo bayafika ithumi njalo kulo mntwana oleminyaka eyi-7 olimele kakhulu sizame usiqhale sibone ukuthi abalandeli bethu laba bayathola ukwelatshwa kwenzela ukuthi uma sesiya komthethandaba sisaziwe ukuthi impilo zabo sezirayiti ngoba kube kubi kakhulu soke sizame ukuthi sikwenze ngalesi sikhathi futhi sincedise laba abalimeleyo sebesibona ukuthi sithatha inyathelo bani
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 on November the 2nd, right?
Yes,
not the 11th.
Yes, yes.
And of course, tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about inter-party political violence in the capital, Harare.
And of course, blessing tensions continue to rise between ZANU-PF and MDCT supporters in Hopley, Harare South, following violence that erupted yesterday as both parties tried to use the same venue for their political meetings.
The MDC is, of course, alleging that some of its members were injured in the scuffle, while some were actually hospitalized after 2 days of clashes between the ruling ZANU-PF party and the main opposition party.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Wanguka hamadzadiwa nasi, tinoti tinge tichitaura nenyaya yemhirizhonga yanga ichiitika kutanga nezuro nanhasi kuHarare South muHarare umu. VMDC vari kupomera iwo vezanu-PF mhosva yekuti vakavarwisa vezanuwo vachiti ndeveMDC. Asi pane vanhu vakakuvara vaviri vari muchipatara uye vamwe vakati wandei vanenge vakakuvadzwa. Toda kunzwa kubva kwamuri hama vadiwa kuti munoona sei nyaya yemhirizhonga iyi zvikuru sei munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Gibbs.
Yes, rikandoma ringatora njani ngambe likolese njani impela vhiki yenu yetu ingani hambe kahle. Ye, namhla ke ingxoxo esilayo sikhuluma ngalokhu kulwisana phakathi kwe-ZANU-PF le-MDC. Siyakwazi abalandeli kola ngale e-Hopley suburb e-Harare kungani bayatshana sibili okumangalisayo. Lokhu kulandela ke ukuthi bazame amabandla omabili singathi azame ukuthi ayenze umhlangano endaweni efanayo. Kwasekuvuka ke umsindo ukuthi kambe oyakumele bekhona pumbani ongamelanga abe khona njalo kungabe kumbani. So ke sizwile namhlanje ukuthi kuphinde kwangani kulokhu kungqikilana njalo nje. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini khona ngapho e-Hopley nxa likhona lisifonele sizwe ukuthi kuhamba njani. Lingafona kanye selifonela khona ngapho labantu nje eZimbabwe ijikelele funa nini sixoxe ngodaba lolu lingathini ngokulisana kwamabandla lawa. Ngifuna ukwengena kuhlelo nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077. Asho mfowethu.
I think, Gibbs, we have our first guest. That's Mr. Mlamuli Nkomo, an independent political commentator. Mr. Nkomo, good evening.
Evening.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Gibbs.
Mr. Nkomo, your take on this kind of tension between the two parties and the violence that has ensured. What do you think about it?
In the Zimbabwean political sphere, violence has always been a part and parcel of party politics. It's not surprising that we are seeing these clashes due to the culture of intolerance that we have always had from pre-independence and even after independence. While the majority of people justified the violence before independence as a way of fighting for human rights and as a way of fighting democracy, we realize that the ruling party has used the violence time and again to suppress opposition or calls for reform. So this violence, if you look at it, is part of the political culture, especially the political character of the ruling ZANU-PF. But then again, when we look at the opposition, we realize that there are still, I mean, traces of this violence. We will remember that the first split in the MDC in 2005, there were accusations that the leadership was using violence against some party members. Even the last year and the other months before, we had the likes of Tendai Biti and Mangoma leaving the MTC led by Morgan Tsvangirai, accusing the leadership of employing violence. So this violence is actually is found both in opposition and also in the ruling party. But then it becomes worse in the ruling party because it's kind of state-sponsored. We see members of the police and members of the army playing a very partisan role, sometimes ignoring violence coming from the ruling party, but only concentrating on the disturbances among the opposition. So the state security apparatus kind of most of the time aligns itself with the ruling party against the opposition. So this culture of intolerance is not new, and it's not really surprising. Maybe there is need for more engagement and for more workshops, community workshops, to educate people on the values of tolerance and related issues.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nkomo. Stay on the line.
I think we also have a human rights lawyer, Mr. Dewa Mavinga in Johannesburg. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great.
We're good.
Vamavinga, tichitarisa nyaya yemhirizhonga iyi, chii chiri kuita kuti isapere munyika zvikuru sei panyaya yemhirizhonga pakati pevematongerwo enyika. Tiri kuona kuti kune kurwisana kuri kuitika kubva nezuro kusvika nhasi pakati pevatsigiri veZANU-PF neveMDC kuHarare South.
Isu sevanhu vanorwira kodzero dzavanhu tinoti mhirizhonga kwete yakaipa, asi dambudziko guru ratinaro muZimbabwe nderekuti vemutemo kunyanyei mapurisa vari kukotsira pabasa, vari kupinza zvematongerwo enyika mukati menyaya dzekuchengetedza runyararo. Nekudaro tinoona kuti variko kunyanyei vari kudivi reZANU-PF vanenge vachitire bato rinotonga, vanenge vachifunga kuti vari pamusoro pemutemo, vachibatwa zvese vari pamusoro pemutemo, vachiti mwana weZANU harare muchitokisi. Ndo dambudziko riripo kuti mapurisa haasi kusunga vanhu, havasi kuita basa ravo, vari kurega nhinhi nemhondi dzichirova vanhu pasina kuti mutemo upindire. Kana pasina mutemo hapana chinoitika. Ndosake muri kuona ari manyamamire nenongo kudai, mucherechedzo wekuti mutemo wakapwanywa uri kuiswa pasi pezvematongerwo enyika. Ndo dambudziko guru ratinaro iri.
Tinotenda vamavinga siyabonga Gibbs. I think we also have our third guest, Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, Deputy Spokesperson for the Opposition MTC. Honorable Kumalo, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for joining us, Gibbs.
Mm. So, Honorable Kumalo, before you joined the show, you know, we're talking to Mr. Mlamli Nkomo, who's an independent political analyst based in Johannesburg. So you are saying that, you know, at the end of the day, the opposition has got some traces of violence. You know, that's why maybe there's so much violence at times in Zimbabwe. What's your reaction to that?
That is not a true opinion, because what violence is he talking about? Are we talking violence that is perpetrated by state institutions that are meant to protect and uphold the rights of people? Because the issue of issue, it was violence that was perpetrated against the MDC comrades by the state, which is the police. After all, as the MDC, we had applied to use the venue. And unless if he's telling me that when MDC goes to Harare South to apply, there is a specific office at ZRP for MDC only, and a specific office at ZRP for ZANU-PF for us to apply to vote rallies, then I would agree. But we are going to the same office, the same police officers, and they are the people who are supposed to tell us whether it's booked or not. And why then did they allow us to hold the rally if they knew that that same thing was booked?
Mr. Nkomo, your reaction to that?
Well, at least I can understand that the frustrations of the opposition. The opposition is really powerless, but the economic factors and also the issue that elections don't seem to give desirable results, I think it gives some form of frustration that generally will lead to violence. But my observation is that, as I indicated before, there has been some internal factions within the opposition who still seek violence. But the major culprit in this case is the state and the ruling party, ZANU-PF. But that does not mean that the opposition are angels. No, they are not.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mr. Nkomo. Regai timbotora muteereri wekutanga. Nkomo, I love more. Makadii, Nkomo, I love more.
Makasimba here.
Aiwa, isu tiri nani, Nkomo, I love more. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yemhirizhonga iyi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika.
Ya, nyaya inoitika ndeyekuti ZANU-PF dambudziko rayo manje nderekuti vanoti mapurisa, masoja, wanowa protector. Saka MDC semusangano inofanirwa kuramba yakashinga pari zvinezvi. Iyeyo Harare South iyeyo ngaite iyo yekutanga kuti ziso kana wakabviswawo ziso, endai mobviswawo ziso. Ndobasi kuti tikwanise kuikunda ZANU-PF.
Aiwa, asika Nkomo love mo pakadaro hanzi uya akabvisa ziso, uya akabvisa ziso, nyika yese inopedzira yaguma yemapofuka.
Ya, ngokuti kana iyo vanocapitalize neviolence. Saka zvakambotaurwa naTemba Muliswa pamusangano weMDC pachivhwa. Akati mayouth anofanirwa kuti agare achitraina kuitira kuti azvidefend. Saka kana iye sense of violence, MDC ingaitotangawo strategy yekuzvidefenda.
Okay, aiwa tinotenda hedu Nkomo love more, asi tichingokurudzira kuti vanhu havafaniri kumarana-marana. Kutaurirana ndo kuri pamberi.
Asi iyena ndiyo dambudziko rokuti anhu anonge achingorohwa. Muri kuona dzamarana nhasi asati aoneka. Saka mukaenda kuramba makandonyarara munopesera munopera mese kurawa.
Aya, watinotenda Nkomo love mo maonero wenyu aya.
ichokwadi.
Of course, our first caller, Love Moore, is saying it appears the only solution in Zimbabwe is an eye for an eye. But like Gandhi said, an eye for an eye makes the world blind.
That's right.
So I think there should be mechanisms to try and solve disputes amicably, Gibbs.
Yeah, ngas kuluma ngakolo kunywa blessing makumalo. Ukuthi kumele kulungiswe phela ukuthi nxa kulokulwa abantu bezwanane lapha lapha bakulungise kudle. Kambe kungahanjiswa njani konoko? Kwenzakala yini?
Ukuthi zilungise kulobunzima ekulungiseni ngoba sikhuluma kunjenje iZANU-PF yona ngokwayo iyalwa balungiselela ukufa kukamgazi. Yikho sebeqalisile ukutshaya abantu ngoba bona ukuthi bawine ukhetho kumele batshaye abantu. So isayini naleukuthi khona batshengisele ukuthi umgazi sehamba. Njengoba sehamba laba sebefuna izikhulu nazikamgazi sebeqalisile ukuthi basitshaye besenzele ukuthi izulu ezayo. And i-RSSouthi asikukokuqala khonokho bahlala besenza njalo ngihlala yenza. So ezizazo phansi ngabahlaleli nabo phansi bavile bona ukuthi banqobe lapha inqoba khona kumele kube yizibhakera kutho ukuthi ilizwe laseZimbabwe lizabazinto kuphela ukuthi kuzobuye lunga ngoba indlela zonke okumele sizisebenzisa sisebenzisa sahamba kusathi sahamba ku-AU kwasa kule-Tiban Political Agreement kwasayinelwana kwavukelana kusuku namba sebeqalisile. So sizakhuluma kuphi ukuzantshintshaleli lizwe.
So, according to Honorable Kumalo Blessing, she's saying that, you know, it's difficult to settle this issue, you know, between the two parties. Because they took this matter at one stage to the AU, and nothing happened there. And he says now indications that maybe some people are saying that the president this time is almost over. So that's why they are campaigning towards getting the president's position. You know, that's a conviction, I think.
Mr. Mavinga, how can these disputes be resolved amicably?
Well, the first thing, the primary thing, is to have a professional police force that is non-partisan and that is not politicized, which discharges its mandate to maintain law and order in a proper fashion. What we have in Zimbabwe is not a professional police force, but an appendage of ZANU-PF, which acts in a politicized manner and therefore promotes impunity, which is the failure to punish offenders who then continue to offend knowing that they will not be punished. And we now have a vicious cycle of violence because you see that those who commit violence are not punished and they continue to walk on the streets and to commit more violence with the police folding their hands. So the solution is not really with the MDC or ZANU-PF per se, but is with having a professional police force that rises above party politics and ensures that the law is the law and no one is above the law. I can tell you, Blessing, that when I was researching political violence in 2008 in Epworth, I spoke to some ZANU-PF supporters who told me that because they were children of ZANU-PF, they would never spend a night in the police cells, no matter what violence they committed. And this is the fundamental problem in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. I think we also have messages on WhatsApp.
Can I come in on that one, please?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead, Donald.
During the global political agreement, yes, I was one of the co-chairpersons of the Joint Monitoring and Operations Committee. We went as the joint, the three political parties, to meet the police. For your own information, our police are well-educated, well-versed with the law. They are so well-versed, there was nothing for us to teach them about how to uphold the law. So I agree on the fact that they are an appendage of ZANU-PF. So the bottom line is, we need serial restructuring of the police force, first and foremost. Because as long as we have the same police officers that are appointed as individuals, educational qualifications are not a matter. So at the end of the day, we are still going to have these same police officers who are ZANU-nized, and as far as they are concerned, anyone that works in a police station and says they are MDC, they are a perpetrator of violence.
Thank Thank you so much, Honorable. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about inter-party political violence. And our guests this evening, we have Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, MP and Deputy Spokesperson for the Opposition MDC. We have human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga of Human Rights Watch and independent political commentator Mr. Mulamuli Nkomo. We have messages on WhatsApp Gibbs. The first one comes from Sinyarua, who says, we can only ask for intervention from the Almighty. He's asking for divine intervention so that there is no more bloodshed in our country. Eke Moyo says the situation is just unhealthy. ZANU-PF supporters are used to a win-win or take-all situation, which has been planted in their mentality by the ruling party itself. It's high time MDC supporters stood their ground. We have Ronald, who says the main issue is legitimacy of the current government. Shumba Wuru says perhaps they should desist from taking violence as their last resort to settle their differences. Tondrai says, so ridiculous. Why is it that whenever MDC needs to have a meeting elsewhere, the same venue will be booked by ZANU-PF? Yet it is clear that it's a matter of prohibiting the MDC to hold any political meetings disrespecting people's rights while the militias of ZANU-PF walk scot-free. No Rest says, my surprise is that how come the police allowed the two parties to book the same venue at the same time? We also have Tinotenda Mawesire. Masvingo anoti ye andinokurudzira mapurisa anochengetedza runyararo kuti aite basa nemazvo munzvimbo iyi sezvinoita mapurisa ekanzuro achidzinga vanotengesa mugwagwa. Mapurisa edu anozivikanwa nekugona kudzivirira mhirizhonga. Ko apa vari kutadza nei? Zvinofanirwa kufungwa nevanhu maererano nemashandiro emapurisa. Ini zvangu ndinoti vana veZimbabwe ngatidanane kuna Mwari ndiye watingavimba naye. Gibbs.
We've got some messages too on Facebook. One is from Gwenzi, who writes, violence characterizes the politics of Zimbabwe. The situation is very, very bad. Then we've got another message from Farai, who says, every home has challenges, so we must work on some of these issues. And Charles Mutukwa says, can you guys phone me now? Do you have a caller?
I think we can call Charles. But meanwhile, tina Samanyanga, pariparu nare kubotswana. Magadi Samanyanga.
Ndinoda kuti ndipe blame kuma opposition parties atina ku Zimbabwe. Basa ravo ravari kuita ndire kuforma ma opposition parties akawanda vachipinza vanhu munjodzi. Chiri kundipa kuti nditaure kuti vari kupinza vanhu munjodzi chekuti mhirizhonga inokonzerwa neZANU-PF haina kutanga nasi. Chavo chavari kukwanisa ndechekuti vanenge vachishoropodza vachingoshoropodza. Mukabvunza vana Tabitha Kumalo, tisu
tinovavhotaSamanyanga
vanofanira kuti vamire semuzambangwena, vamire vakasimba kuti izvi hatizviti kuti zvirambe zvidzokororwa. Ndo basa ravo rokumirira vanhu kuti zvakaipa zvose zviri kuwanwa zviitika. Asi tinoona kuti ivo manjika ndechekungoti vanenge vachingoshoropodza vachingoti ZANU-PF ndo zvainoita, ZANU-PF ndo zvainoita, ndo zvainoita, vachingofuma mapati akawanda asi mapati achasina chaanobatsira vanhu vakupinza vanhu munjodzi. Because vanhu veZANU-PF vanoshanda nemapurisa, vanoshanda nemasoja, vari mupawa, vane pfuti, vane zvese zvavanogona kuita. Vanhu ivo vanhu vari kumhanya vachirwa vanhu kunana kuHarare kusouth ikoko. Masoja umwe changa achiri masoja imomo mukati nemapurisa mukati nevamwe vanhu vanenge vakatrainwa mayouth militia eZANU-PF. Asi ivo manhu ngavachimira vachitaura kuti ngavatsvage strategy vanhu ivo vanhu veopposition kuti tingamise sei zvinhu izvi. Zvakafanana nekunzara chaiko chaiko. Vanhu vanofane nzara vachinyimwa chikafu vanhu vachipiwa. ZANU-PF vemudhisi vachinyimwa, vemamwe mapato achinyimiwa, asi ivo vanenge vachingoshoropodza vachingoshoropodza. Ngatichitarisei kuti chii chavari kuitawo kuti vabatsire vanhu ivava vari kutambudzwa. Hapana chavanenge vachiita, vanenge vachingotaura nemuromo.
Samanyanga,
chii chavari kuita?
Samanyanga, tikubatei muromo. Okay, ndi honorable Tabitha Khumalo, tinofanira kuramba tichikudzana kudzana, handiti hatisinga daidzane mazita, asi regai timbovapa off team kana vapindure. Honorable Khumalo, vasamanyanga vari kuti havasi kufara nekuti
vasamanyanga uri kutsvagei kuBotswana iwewe kana muZimbabwe makanaka? Usambondiudza kuti iwewe uri loja muBotswana. Kudzoka kumusha kuno utarikane nehondo iyi. How do you expect us to fight? Nevanhu vane pfuti. Who are controlling the police? They are controlling the army. They are controlling the CIO. They are controlling everything. Woda kuti tibi tinde kuhondo. Takateura ropa rakawanda kubvira kusvika 1980. We are not a blood party. We are not going to steal more blood for any human being in Zimbabwe. Iwewe, takakuita kuti utize pano chii kana uchizva kuZimbabwe yakanaka. Wakutotidongedza. Ndoda kukuudzawo futi kuti inini ndinoitwa muzare Tabitha Khumalo MP Bulawayo East. And they give me that title because the Zimbabweans believed in me and they voted me. That's why I'm the chief of honorable Tabitha Khumalo. Saka imbo respect as a manyanga. And all what I am saying is that iwewe usachoropodza wagara muBotswana uchidya nyika nerutivi kwakama uku uchidya mafuti evana vemuBotswana uchikonewa kuya kuno kumusha kuti ugadzirise nyika iri kubvira nezvanupf. Woda kuti tiite sei tiende kuhondo iti yauchatipa futi bhasi iwewe acharwa hondo yacho ndiani? Uda kuuraya mwana wani? Iwe wako mwana nemukadzi nevana muri kuBotswana makatiza touraya vetu vana manje kuti vaende kuhondo iti? Ndoda hondo yemuromo mugara ndiyo katisharisa muromo kuti tigadzirise nyika.
Ehe, mashoko amuri kutaura maitai hatiri kuanzwisisa. Zvandiri kurevai nhanzi kuti handisi kushoropodza imini, handisi kushoropodza, asi kuti ndiri kuti inini kwamuri batsiraiwo vana venyu ava vari kukutsigirai nenzira, kwete vana nabhesinzuru ari kuti ngatirege kurwa. Handiti hatidi zvokurwa, asi tinofanira kuti tishandise strategy. ZANUPF shandisa strategy yemhirizhonga, kwese tingashandisawo strategy ipi seopposition kuti vana vedu ava vari kutitevera varege kupinda munjodzi? Ndo shoko randiri kureva ini.
Tinotenda Samanyanga.
Ndokuhwai izvozvo paSamanyanga tinaitai dzamara. Hapana ari kuziva kuti ari kupimana ii. Saka tosekrifaisa munhu kuti mwana uita zvaaitai. Taedza au tikaenda kusadhaki tikagara pasi neyo hurumende yacho tikadaiwa musadaro tikapoma global political agreement tikatsimudzira nyika ikafamba vakaona kuti zvakupamba vakadira chichi. Saka tiite mazano iwewe chezo uri pazhe isu tiri mukati todini isu tiri mukati hatichaoni maonero amunoona ini.
Tinotenda honorable Khumalo, rambai muri parunare na Samanyanga. Gibbs,
yeah, we are so looking forward to get feel. So see buyele kuwe babankomo uzwile bakhuluma ababili honorable Khumalo no babu Samanyanga. Ungangena uthini konapha ngokuthi yanga yanga nje
into ekhona ukuthi akula kulutshwana abantu abangakwenza uma behlangane lamapolisa lamasosha lezani PF. Kodwa masikhangela i-long term solution ukuthi indaba yodlakela leyi iqalisa lapho abantu abahleli khona abayakhelene bengomakhelwane. Kuyadingeka ukuthi uhulumende okanye inhlanganiso lezo kuthiwa ama-NGOs beke benze ukufundisana ukuthi abantu bafunde ukumamelana okulanxa besehlukana ngombono kungabi lokuxabana baxazulule.
Ye, uzabuye uqedisa Nkomo othi sithathe ke ikhefu kancane siyaphenduka kuwe.
So Mr. Nkomo, honorable Khumalo and Mr. Tewamavinga, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live, so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.